Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap for Wednesday, May 8th. U.S. equities ended mixed in Wednesday trading, with the Dow Jones closing up 44 basis points, while the S&P 500 finished flat and the NASDAQ down 18 basis points. Outperformers included money center banks, networking and IT equipment, online brokers, auto suppliers, media, electricals, and multis, tobacco, paper, and forest products. Big tech was mixed, with Tesla the notable decliner. Underperformers included semis, China tech, construction materials, home builders, beverages, asset managers, chemicals, industrial metals, department stores, and apparel retail. Treasuries were weaker, with the curve steepening, comes after five straight sessions seeing 10 and 30-year yields decline. Today's $42 billion 10-year auction finished with a slight tail. Dollar index was up 10 basis points, with yen weakness again the story in FX. Gold finished down 10 basis points. Bitcoin futures were down 1.3%, and WTI crude settled up 80 basis points off of some morning weakness. Another very quiet session, with the market having few catalysts to process. Path of least resistance has recently been higher, as Powell takeaways at last week's FOMC press conference leaned dovish, and growth data have come in softer, driving a bounce in Fed easing expectations and hope for some renewed disinflation traction. The related Treasury rally seemingly exacerbated by positioning dynamics. At the same time, macro backdrop still seen as stable enough to support soft landing scenarios and low double-digit earnings growth in 2024. Renewed corporate buyback momentum, systematic fund buying, and seasonality have also been flagged as supportive, along with elevated earnings, beat metrics, and the AI secular growth theme. No meaningful economic data out today, and just initial claims on Thursday and preliminary University of Michigan sentiment on Friday. Some light Fed speak today, including Fed's Collins saying getting to 2% target inflation may take longer than expected. No monetary policy comments in remarks from Jefferson or Cook. Today's auction of $42 billion of 10-year notes tailed after yesterday's well-received 3-year auction, with $25 billion in 30-year bonds coming up for sale tomorrow. Pretty quiet in terms of overseas headlines, though Sweden's Riksbank lowered rates by 25 basis points. Bank of Japan Governor Ueda stepped up warning over weak yen's impact on monetary policy. Financial Press talked up the strong Q1 earnings season, recent improvement in expectations for Q2 profits, and better corporate sentiment. In corporate news, Uber bookings and bookings guidance underwhelmed. Shopify GMV was better, but Q2 guidance disappointed. Arista Networks beat with better enterprise and cloud trends. McKesson missed on March quarter sales and EPS. EA Games bookings and EPS were light, and June quarter guide came in below. Company also announced a $5 billion buyback. Toast was boosted by traction on costs and better location growth. Twilio was hit by a softer Q2 revenue guide. Wynn Property EBITDAR came in ahead on Macau strength. Firm guidance was well received amid accelerating GMV. Rivian reiterated EBITDA guidance. Match Group's Q2 guidance was light and guided full-year revenue towards the low end. Reddit beat on users, revenue growth, and margins. Lyft beat on key metrics and noted several pockets of strong growth in rideshare. Outside of earnings, Tesla is reportedly under securities fraud investigation over several self-driving claims. Intel also said it sees Q2 revenue at the low end of guidance on the Huawei ban impact. Apple iPhone shipments in China were up 12% year-over-year in March. On deck for tomorrow, weekly jobless claims and earnings from Tapestry, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Akamai Technologies, among many others. That's all for today's Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and please join us again tomorrow.